you know, I got to start with the spin, right? I don't always do that. Sometimes I start with a little guitar, little jammy jam. But of course, I'm not alone today. We're joined again by the wonderful Savannah Hernandez. Welcome.
Hey guys, thank you so much for having me, Adam.
It is a pleasure to have you back, for sure, for sure. It's going to be a fun episode. Yeah, you joined us last week, and some things have happened. Lots of stuff. It feels like every week in 2021 is just crazy.
It's like a month every single week. I can't even keep up, and I try to take breaks on the weekends too. And every time I come back on Monday, I feel like it's just bombarded. You know, I'm just bombarded with news, and it's crazy.
Yep. Yep, exactly. So today we're going to be talking about some things. Obviously, it says gender wars in the subject line, but really what we're going to talk about, there's this story going around from Australia where their schools are forcing the boys to stand up and apologize to the girls for boys everywhere. It's ridiculous, and we're gonna talk about that. Maybe touch in some more gender things. I have a couple other articles that coincide with that. Then we're gonna talk about H&M and how they were like, we're not gonna use forced labor anymore. And then China was like, well, forget H&M. We're gonna cut you out of our system because we can do that. And H&M's like, whoa, 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 wait. Wait a minute. Maybe we can do forced labor. It's fine. And it's kind of embarrassing. So we'll talk about that also. And then we're going to talk about Cuomo. Yay, my favorite subject. No.
Oh, America's favorite politician.
Gosh, I can't stand him. And then he's legalizing weed. Woo, distractions. Be distracted from the allegations from all the sexual abuse and the faulty handling of COVID and killing thousands of people. Yeah. So we're going to rip into that guy. Yeah. Yeah, I can't stand him. Anyway, I saw you on Twitch. Saw you twitching last night. That was cool.
Yeah, it's been fun. I finally got to stream again for the first time in a week. I wasn't banned on Twitch or Facebook, but I kind of just stream simultaneously to Facebook, Twitch, and my YouTube channel. And I was banned from YouTube last week. So it was my first stream back. It was a lot of fun. I went on a little bit of a mask rant because I was in Austin, Texas. And I thought I was just going to go get a pizza, easy peas. But no, it turned into this huge fight about a face mask. And I actually got a text from my mom this morning because she and I have been fighting about the face masks. And she's like, you know, I just want to be respectful. And she watched my stream last night and she finally had an epiphany. And she said, you know what? You're completely right. We should be fearing God over the virus. And I'm going to find a new church because their church was forcing them to wear a face mask. She said she was ready to quit her job today if they told her she had to wear a face mask. So she said that she was inspired by this stream. And I'm like, yes, it only took me like 3 months of calling out my mom and publicly shaming her on my live stream. I'm kidding. I love my mother. But you know, it was great. And I'm really happy because, you know, if just one person's mind has changed, my mother in this instance, then I'm happy. So
that's amazing.
We're making moves in the right direction. Yeah.
Congratulations. I'm so, and
thank
shout
you,
out to your
you.
Mom for finally opening her eyes. Right.
I know.
On.
I'm so proud of her. I felt bad because she's like a small Asian woman. She's like 4'11". And at the beginning of the pandemic, this 6-foot-tall guy comes and screams at her for not wearing a face mask. So she was kind of scarred. And that's why she didn't want to take it off for a while. But she finally was like, nope, I'm not doing it anymore. You're completely right now. I was like, that's awesome, Mom. Thank God. I'm so happy.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
mm-hmm.
great news. What a great way to start the stream. Talking about some good stuff. Yeah.
Heck
finally
yeah.
convincing someone who needed convincing.
Exactly.
Nice. And right. Hopefully you affected a bunch of other people too, you know, like hopefully it spreads on the
internet. Here's hoping. People are always like,
they banned you in the first
place. I know. People are always like, you need to be more chill and be nicer. I'm like, nah, I'm just going to keep being mean. And I'll be nice on Adam's stream because this is the positivity stream. My stream's a lot more like screaming in your face. So let's be calm today.
I try to be positive. I try to maintain my positivity, but I snap off sometimes. Yesterday, I was a little annoyed. I was a little frustrated with all this basically media race baiting that they just are shoving race down your throat. I was ripping apart CNN for that, for the two girls that tried to carjack that guy. He ended up dying. And they were like, an accident where he ended up it was fatally wounded and was like, what? The dude got murdered. They tried to carjack him. He died.
Like, in broad daylight. Yeah.
What? And it's like, you know, they pick and choose when they choose, when they add the race thing. And I don't want to get into the race conversation. But needless to say, I'm sick of it and I'm fed up and I kind of snapped off a little yesterday. So anyway.
Well, angry Adam is essential as well. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I just want to let everybody know, check this out. This is my new Instagram for my Krigler coffee. My sister just did this for me. She was like, Adam, you need an Instagram for your coffee. I'm going to just do it. Krigler coffee is available. I'm going to just get it right now. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be posting pictures from whatever you, if you have ordered Krigler coffee, thank you, first and foremost, and I hope you enjoy it, second. And third, post up something with the hashtag Krigler Coffee, and we're going to be pulling pictures and posting them on this Instagram page, just to, you know, share, you know, whatever you guys, whatever you find. If you like it, your testimonials, whatever, thank you very much. I do appreciate that, because it's...
The Krigler Coffee Club. I like it, yeah. Okay?
I didn't
a
even
chance
think,
wait, to who, be featured.
Krigler Coffee Club. I like that.
That sounds great, right? I was like, you know what? Let's throw that out there. Let's rebrand good. This whole thing.
Yeah. Triple C. Mm-hmm. I like it.
It's a lifestyle, guys. It's a lifestyle.
I like it. I like it. I should send you a mug for that one to officially enroll you in the Krigler Coffee Club.
So that way, when you're reading me crazy stories, I can like sip my coffee.
Yeah.
From my mug, my Krigler coffee.
I like it. I like it. I like it. All right. Triple C. Okay, first, let's just get into this. This is, oh my gosh.
Rip off the Band-Aid. Give us the bad news. So,
it's just like, it's cringy to read this article because I can't believe this happened. Schoolboys forced to apologize to female classmates on behalf of their gender.
Oh, wow. Boy.
My goodness. Okay. Some parents of male students at a school in Australia are seething after their sons were forced to stand up in assembly and apologize to their female classmates on behalf of their gender. Some parents? Not all parents?
Other parents were like, oh, yeah, thanks. I also like to publicly shame my kid at home, too.
Right. For something they had nothing to do with.
Yeah, exactly.
The incident happened at Brower College, a senior school in Warrnambool, Victoria, on Wednesday. One parent, Danielle Shepherd, who has a 12-year-old son at the school, told 7 News her son was feeling confused after being told to apologize. He said that he was made to stand up and basically apologized. It wasn't explained properly to the male students what they were doing or why they were doing it, she said. The news came after James Merlino, acting premier and education minister in the state of Victoria, announced that lessons about consent would become mandatory in state schools in Victoria from next month in an expansion of the Victorian government's Respectful Relationships program. The consent classes were announced amid a national conversation about the sexual harassment of girls, sparking in part by multiple allegations of assault and harassment on campus from students at Wesley College, a top private school in Melbourne. When the Respectful Relationships program began, it focused more generally on relationships, sexuality, and safety. The Victorian government has said teachers will be given extra resources and guidance to prepare them to teach lessons about consent from April. Brower College organized the assembly about respect for women and girls, but parents weren't told what form the discussion would take. The school's principal, Jane Boyle, told this network that while the assembly was well-intended, she recognized that the public apology was inappropriate. Well, you could have maybe not have had them do it beforehand, Jane Boyle. I mean, it seems like she recognized that it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
What? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and honestly, just listening to this story, I mean, on the one hand, I think that we should be teaching our young men how to be respectful of not only women, but just of everyone, you know, your elders, everyone in society. We should
not even men. Everyone should learn that.
Exactly. So that's the number one problem with this story, is that we have seen this constant thing in our culture. And, you know, this isn't even just here in America. Now we're seeing it in Australia too, where we're constantly demonizing our men. And we've created this society now of, one, very effeminate men. We don't have any leaders in this country because we've been attacking men. The traditional family is completely destroyed in our country because, again, we've been attacking men. We say that masculinity is bad. We now have these young boys, 12 years old, standing up and apologizing for who knows what. As a 12-year-old boy, what are you apologizing for at that point? It's absolutely ridiculous that instead of teaching them, like, hey, let's teach everyone to be respectful members of society. No, it's immediately you're bad and you need to apologize for your gender. You may not know why, but just, you know, get on your knees and apologize. Just be submissive to whatever your authority is telling you. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. I mean, my goodness, the fact that it makes me think of this. I'm going to pull this up because this someone sent this to me in a super chat. They were like, oh, dude, you think this is bad? Because I've talked about this multiple times. Mm-hmm. And they were like, dude, you think this is bad? You should check out this video, whatever. And pull it up right now because it is embarrassing. This is from last year. Check this out. This is ridiculous. Male obedience, male happiness. I repeat, the love, obedience, and service you give her is equal to the love and sex you get from her.
What is this?
Male service, male happiness. Okay, I'm not gonna force anyone to finish watching this. A female-led marriage. This is from Marissa Rutter, best-selling author of Love and Obey, the world's best guide to a female-led relationship. You know what? This is ridiculous. I have an amazing relationship. And you know what? We're equals. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're equals. I respect her and she respects me. And that's it. You know, I'm the guy in the relationship. She's the girl in the relationship. And that doesn't mean that I have some authority or anything, or that she has some authority over me, or like we have to be obedient to each other. It's so weird that people are like adding this.
See, and that's my biggest frustration too with the whole feminist movement here in America specifically. It's they're trying to take women and make them fulfill the roles of men. And we're completely destroying and erasing that we have genetic differences, that we have biological differences, and we're
Savannah.
I'm sorry. I'm going off the chain with the hate speech today.
How dare you? You bigot.
I know. What can I say? I think that there's only two genders. Just put me in the gulag now. I'm bad.
That's not what you said. You actually said a truth before. And now genders, whatever, that's a whole different conversation. But biologically, there is a fundamental difference between a man and a woman. Well, exactly. First off, I have different parts down there. I don't know.
I'd imagine so. Just
the obvious, people. And you've got different parts down there as well. I mean, that's a pretty
big difference. Our brains are wired differently.
You know, they're going around now posting about how 90% of straight men said that they won't go down on a female penis.
A feminine penis, Adam. A feminine penis.
A penis is masculine. I'm sorry.
Gosh.
That's what males have. Straight guys don't. That's not what they're into. That's why it's called straight.
I'm sorry. Are you transphobic or are you super straight? Which one?
Me? Are you actually asking me right now?
No, just, you know, rhetorically. I think it's so funny how as a man, if you do not enjoy a feminine penis, you're transphobic. And, you know, the Zoomers have started this whole, well, then I'm super straight, and they've created their own sexuality in an attempt to fight back, which I think is absolutely hilarious. But, you know, going back to this,
It's also sad.
It is sad. But I was just reading this article from CNN where they definitively said, you know, when a child is born, you know, you won't know their gender identity. So don't gender a child immediately at birth. So again, there's this whole conversation where we're trying to detach like biological gender from like psychological gender. I don't even know how this works anymore, but yeah. We're pushing this further and further in our media and to our children. And more importantly, I think it's very detrimental when we're targeting children and we're confusing them with this, because if you go back to, I feel like the 80s and 90s, this wasn't as prevalent of an issue because it wasn't being force fed to our children every single day in, you know, via like Arthur and PBS. And yeah, exactly. Like I'm pretty sure we have like gay Sesame Street characters now and everything's just a mess. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, it is a mess. Well, at least there is some hope. I mean, I you know, let me ask before I show this article, let me just ask you, what do you think about the whole sports thing? You know, you're a woman. Mm-hmm. Would you want to compete against a trans woman? Would you think that's fair?
Absolutely not. And I'm glad you're asking this question too, because I take Muay Thai classes. Okay. And when I first started, the only people that I had to spar with were men. And let me tell you, sparring men versus sparring another female is very different. Even when the men were like, hey, I'm going to be soft. I won't kick you hard or hit you hard. They were still, they'd punch me in the stomach and I would be like, yeah, I'm fine. That wasn't hard at all. And, you know, I'm like keeling over. Exactly. Yeah. So when it does come to physically, I guess, competing against a man as a woman, yeah, the biological differences are off the charts. Okay. It's not easy. It's not fun. I would not ever agree with that.
Yeah. All right. Check this out. Governor Kristi Noem signs executive orders to protect girls in South Dakota, banning males from girls' sports. I mean, I'm inclined to agree with this. I'm glad because I think that women deserve their own, you know, bracket, their own, you know, version of sports. If they want to play sports, they should, and they shouldn't have it be unfair to have a biological male come in and dominate, because that's what we're seeing. They keep cherry picking these. Well, this biological male didn't do very good. It's like, okay, then that biological male was maybe not the best at that sport. Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But look at these other examples. Look at this MMA fight where I think it was Fallon Fox that just destroyed the woman. And it was, she like,
yeah, fractured her skull.
Yeah, she fractured her skull. Mm-hmm. And she was, it was just, it's ridiculous.
And Joe Rogan,
like, I'd never seen that before.
Exactly. Before we delve into this article too much too, I do want to just point out how Megan Rapinoe, who, you know, is a part of the U.S. female soccer team, mm-hmm. she came out and she was talking about transgender rights and sports for transgender youth. But the thing that's funny about that to me is that Megan Rapinoe, I feel like, has already peaked in her career. She's already at the point where no one's really going to challenge her. She's at the point where she's not a college athlete trying to achieve her dream of being on the U.S. women's soccer team and having to compete against the biological male for one, a spot on the team, and two, for scholarships. So, you know, when we see these big athletes advocating for this stuff, they act like it's, you know, 8-year-old kids just playing on a soccer field, completely ignoring how women have worked their whole lives to try to get that scholarship, to go through college, to, you know, achieve this dream. And then a man can easily come in and just say, yeah, I'm going to take that over. It's just like when Serena, the Williams sisters, they played a tennis match against, I'm forgetting his name, but he was just like a male tennis player, and he completely dominated them, you know, because again, biological differences.
I didn't see that though, mm-hmm. but you're right. Yeah. And then also like the whole money thing, it's like, who watches WNBA? Do you watch WNBA? I don't even watch the NBA. I did for a while back in the 90s. I grew up in Chicago, of course, the Bulls, you know.
Nice. Yeah.
But I didn't even know the WNBA existed, and it's not fun to watch. I've seen a few games, and it's like, it's not exciting to me to watch that. I'm not.
Adam, the only WNBA clip I've ever watched is the one where all the women are trying to make a basket and they keep missing for like 45 seconds straight and everyone's just laughing at them. I'm not even trying to be mean to women, but it's kind of funny. And
well, there's
that's
good
the
players,
only. Yeah,
but
definitely.
They say, like, the difference is it's more of a ground game, you know, and it's like, okay, yeah, but I like seeing, you know, fighting, like, or, you know, that's why I like watching hockey. Hockey's awesome to watch.
Yeah, the aggression, you kind of get that.
I don't even know, is there a female hockey league? I have no idea. But, you know, football, the football, like, it's that's not even me. I mean, that's where who people watch. So that's where the money's at. So there's so much money over there. And the girls are like, well, we deserve it. It's like, okay, well, you also have to understand nobody's watching those sports. I'm sorry. Granted, the female soccer team, they are good. And I watched them win. And it was awesome to win. I was rooting for them. But that was the only time I had ever seen them play. I don't really watch soccer or European football or classical football, if you will. Or
you know, Adam,
football.
Now that we're having this conversation, I'm just having a brilliant idea for a Man on the Street video. I kind of just want to go and ask people like, hey, do you think women should be paid equally in women, you know, in sports? And if they say yes, I'll just ask them like, so, you know, who's your favorite women's soccer player? Or what women's sports do you watch? Because I can guarantee you, if I go out on the street right now, a lot of people are going to be like, I don't know, but they should be paid equally, because that's usually what happens with those types of reports.
Yeah.
You know, everyone is advocating for this, but yeah, everyone advocates for it. But when push comes to shove, it's like, yeah, I want women to be paid the same as men in soccer. But also, I've never watched a women's soccer game before, but they should be paid equally.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, And PragerU came out with a good video. They said, you know, if men and women are paid differently for said job, sports is a little different though, because sports you're paid on your quality of your sportsmanship and how many people, you know, are, you know, watch you play. But like, I don't know, an executive position or, it doesn't matter, anything in like a workplace environment, if women get paid less, then their guys wouldn't even have jobs anymore, because companies would just hire women.
Exactly, Adam. And I have this conversation so many times, because people are like, women get paid less in the workplace if you look at the statistics. And I'm like, no, if you look at the statistics and you look at who is dominating engineering, computer sciences, it's men. Okay, it's not women. Women naturally gravitate to jobs like teaching careers in nursing. And if you even want to talk about, you know, male nurses versus female nurses, male nurses are drawn to the jobs with longer hours. They're willing to go and they're willing to move their lives for, you know, a pay raise, whereas the women nurses are not willing to do that. So, you know, no one wants to take all of these external factors into consideration when they're talking about these statistics. They just want to like throw some statistics at you and say, yeah, look, we're being treated unfairly because we're women, when in reality, no, it's because men are willing to make sacrifices that women aren't willing to, or they're just dominating the fields where the money is at. And that's point blank the truth.
Boom. All right, let's read this. What were you gonna say? That's why what?
Oh, I was just gonna say that's why I chose media, because clearly I could use my looks to make money. So shout out to everyone in the chat. Send Adam all the supers. All right, let's get into this article.
Oh, that's funny. All right. This is awesome. I like that she's protecting girls' sports here. This is Governor Kristi Noem, man. She's been a bright example in the world stage. She didn't lock down. She didn't want to close South Dakota down. She was like, we're not doing that. But as far as this is concerned, this is a quote from her. She says, in South Dakota, only females based on their biological sex as reflected on their birth certificate. This is separate from the bill, House Bill 1217, that was initially passed through South Dakota's legislature earlier this month. This bill reportedly included a requirement that student athletes would have to sign a document stating their biological sex. A little over a week since it went to Noem's desk, she sent it back to lawmakers for style and reform changes. It was done, according to her, on the grounds of language surrounding drugs being too vague, gender transition versus performance enhancement, the burden placed on public schools, and how college-level enactment of the bill would work when considering the national stage. The voting of HB 1217 also took place today. It fell two votes short of the 47 necessary from the House floor. It stands dead. All right, so it may be dead, but she released a pair of executive orders maintaining the spirit of what the bill aimed for. And she wrote here in a tweet, only girls should play girls' sports. Given the legislature's failure to accept my proposed revisions to HB 1217, I am immediately signing two executive orders to address this issue, one to protect fairness in K through 12 athletics, and then another to do so in college athletics. So not only is she protecting K through 12, but also in college in South Dakota. I mean, I don't understand how people don't really understand how there's a difference. You know, there should be trans leagues. I'm not saying you can't do sports, but you know, if you're gonna biologically, you're different. You know, there's only two sexes. Gender, you can believe whatever gender you want to believe. I don't care. I believe differently than you, but that's fine, right? And I know you believe there's only two genders, Savannah. You said it earlier, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. This is their problem. They just can't accept that other people can't accept what they are or what they think. And it's like, it doesn't affect me. So I don't care what you identify as, right? But as soon as you are forcing it on me to like identify you as whatever you think you are, and it's like, okay, well, I don't agree with what you think it is. All right. The science shows me there's two sexes. I'm going to follow the science, okay? I'm not going to follow your mumbo jumbo, whatever you think it is, because you need validation from other people to accept you because you can't do it yourself. That's really...
See, and that's exactly what this is. And I feel like in terms of all of these people with their political ideologies or their 57 genders, what have you, it's not that, like you said, that... I guess what... Sorry, let me think about this. The point that you made that I really liked was that they want the validation from us to accept it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
They can't let us live our lives. It's just like with the face mask, it's like everything else. Yeah. They want the validation from us and we're just like, "No, I'm not going to think this certain way." And that pisses them off because they want us all to think the exact same way, and that's not how society works. And because they were raised in all of these safe spaces, they don't understand how to handle criticism or understand how to handle somebody who thinks differently from them, and it drives them crazy. So, I had a small brain malfunction there, but that is what I was trying to convey.
Hold on. I want to look up the term definition for fascism.
Please do. Oh Lord.
Forcible suppression of opposition. That's basically what it is. And what does that sound like? A tendency or actual exercise of strong autocratic or dictatorial control. Political philosophy, movement, or regime that exalts nation, often race, above the individual, and that stands for a centralized autocrat government headed by... Okay, that's like government, the political fascism. But it's like, what is a fascist, right? It's someone that you are not, that forces their will on other people. And if you can't accept it, then you're the devil, you're evil, you should be condemned, you should be removed from society. Who's doing that? Who's the real fascist nowadays? These people on the far left that are, I mean, and these people that identify as a million different genders that force it on other people. Like people, I don't like to talk about it because it's for me. I'm a vegan, right? I don't talk about being a vegan, but people are like, "Oh gosh, here we go again with the vegan. How do you know who's vegan?" In a room. Well, they'll tell you within the first, like, you know, couple minutes you're in the room with them. And it's like, that is the problem with everything. When you force your ideology on other people, I have a problem with it. Stop forcing it on others, right? Do you for you. You want to wear a mask? Wear a mask. You want to go get the vaccine? Go get the vaccine. You want to identify as a tree? Go ahead and identify as a tree. But don't look at me and say, "You better recognize that I'm a tree or you are a bigot. You're a fascist." And it's like, you're a human being. You're not a tree. I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to accept that. No.
I was going to ask you earlier. I was like, so did you see that guy who identifies as a tree? But you did.
I saw it. For the record, everyone, someone actually came out identifying as a tree.
And then people defended him and said, "Excuse me, don't say he, it's tree."
And I was like, okay, I missed that part.
Yeah, no, it was in the Twitter comments. Like, people were legitimately upset because people were using the he pronoun. But they were like, I'm sorry, it's tree. Please don't be rude. And you know, sometimes you just have to take a step back and laugh because it's like, what the hell is going on? How did we get here where we have grown ass men on Twitter like, oh, please use my proper tree pronoun? And it's like, oh, okay. Okay. And then other people like will come and just defend them to the death about it.
It's tree and tray.
Thank you.
My goodness, that caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that.
Adam, I said sometimes I hate Twitter, sometimes I love it. It really depends on my mood that day.
Well, Twitter, I know you got your ways, but you gotta be quiet about it. Gotta be quiet.
I know.
All right, let's move on from this silly conversation. Let's talk about H&M. All right. And even within this story, there's the media biased. All right. I've grown to find that Reuters tends to be left leaning. All right. The way they write their articles, the way that they present the news is very, you know, catered to the left. Case in point, here's a story. H&M confirms commitment to China after backlash. Wait, what? Okay. Well, what's the backlash? What is the commitment to China? What? Let's read what they say here. Right. Oh, very short. Look at this. This is
very
it.
The three article. Paragraphs. So we don't even get like a background on this. It's just like three paragraphs. There you go.
I've got the background and we're going to get into it. I just want to, this is what they've got here. H&M said Wednesday, its commitment to China remains strong and it was dedicated to regaining shoppers and partners' trust following a recent backlash in the country against comments it made in 2020 on China's Xinjiang region. Okay, that's it for that part. And then here's a quote from the Swedish fashion retailer. We are dedicated to regaining the trust and confidence of our customers, colleagues, and business partners in China. By working together with stakeholders and partners, we believe we can take steps in our joint efforts to develop the fashion industry as well as serve our customers and act in a respectful way. That's the article. Now, did that tell you anything? Do you have any clue what happened?
Yeah, you know, if I wasn't following all of the human rights atrocities in China, I would read the story and say, okay, cool, H&M is dealing with China, probably make some affordable clothes. I love H&M. Great. Amazing. Glad they got that worked out.
Okay. Have you ever heard of fast fashion?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
Fashion. Now, I used to be in the fashion industry, and part of the thing I couldn't stand about it is overconsumption, buy the next thing, the next, you know, we need a spring, we got the fall, we got the winter, and like the next line, the next stuff, sell more stuff, make it actually a little bit less, make it cheaper so it doesn't last as long so that people can buy more stuff. And it's like, I was actually the face of stuff and it sucked because I can't stand that. I've been wearing this shirt I've had for probably 10 years.
Adam, I'm not going to lie. I was literally about to jump in and be like, yeah, you know, now that you're saying this, I'm realizing that I think I've never, ever seen you wear a different t-shirt than that one.
Yeah. I mean, I love it's comfortable.
I've got it works. Yeah.
Different. I got, you know, some of them are different, but I mean, I wear the same clothes. I don't need new clothes. I'm happy with comfortable clothes until I need to replace them. Right. H&M. You shop at H&M. Those clothes are not going to last. I'm sorry. They're terrible clothes. Why? Because they're cheap. They sell them to you cheap. Guess what that means for them? That means they get them dirt cheap. How do they get them dirt cheap? That's right. Forced labor from China. Not only are they getting really cheap cotton that is forced labor, they're making people make the clothing for you to wear. And that is exactly what is going on here. Check this out. So it's not just H&M. It was a bunch of partners from Zero Henge, and it gives an idea of what's going on here. Let's see. Swedish fashion brand H&M has been told by the head of the EU Chamber of Commerce in China to bear down and let it happen, referring to Chinese anger at the company over their supposed refusal to use cotton picked by alleged forced labor in the country's Xinjiang region. You really have to just let it happen. Lay low and see when it blows over and then come back again. The chamber president, I don't know if I'm saying this, just George Wutke, in Tuesday's statements to Bloomberg TV, Chinese customers love European products and brands, so I guess it will be the same for textiles. H&M was a subject of a massive boycott in China, Chinese social media users last week, after someone found an undated statement from the company saying they would not use cotton from Xinjiang over forced labor concerns. They were swiftly condemned by the Communist Youth League and People's Liberation Army, while Apple and Baidu Maps searches immediately ghosted H&M from their service. You couldn't even find H&M in China anymore. They straight up deleted H&M from the map. They were still there. In smaller cities, H&M stores were shuttered by nervous landlords. So they H&M just started getting, like, the landlords like, nope, you're going to have to leave because the CCP, you're on their list now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You spoke ill of the Chinese government. Look at this. This is before this show. Let me just pop this open. Check this out. All right. Boom. This is there's no more H&M, but Google Maps, which is blocked in China, still shows the H&M store. I mean, there's a lot of stores there. There's like 20 stores, maybe more. I don't even know how many stores there is, but there's a good amount there. So they straight up were like, are you going to speak ill of China? Bye-bye. We're going to cut you out. And H&M was like, no. We're going to commit to China. What? But are you going to stand by more being morally right? Hey, we're not going to use your textiles. Oh, no, you want to. Oh, you're OK with it because of China money. Where are we seeing? We're seeing this all the time. Nike, Disney, all these major companies. H&M is not a tiny company. That's a huge company. Their stores are everywhere. There's 20 stores in just one. Let me pop this back on. Like, think about what that's one city. There's like 20 H&Ms. That's nuts. You go through New York City, there's H&Ms all over the place. Okay? They're an insanely rich company. And you know why? Because they have money from China and they get your money from selling you dirt crap that is from forced labor. I'm never going to shop at H&M again. I haven't shopped there in a long time because honestly, I value quality goods.
Yeah, this story reminds me of what happened with the NBA. It was similar. It was, I believe it was like, what, in 2019, whenever they were having all of their protests for democracy in Hong Kong, the manager of the Houston Rockets came forward and was like, you know, we stand with Hong Kong. And China said, really? Really? Because the NBA actually hosts a lot of games over there in China in the off season. And so China said, no, if you stand with Hong Kong, then you don't get to come over here. You don't get to make millions of dollars, having games over here in our country. And then the NBA came forward and they apologized. We had LeBron James come forward and say that the Chinese are great people, that the CCP is great. We had the inability to print Free Hong Kong on jerseys on their website for the NBA. Yep, all of this happened because they tried to stand up to the CCP. And so the most frustrating part about this is, like you just said, H&M, million-dollar company, NBA, billion-dollar company, Nike, Adidas. If all of these companies actually truly cared about human rights, like they pretend to, if they truly cared about, slavery, like they pretend to here in America with the Black Lives Matter movement, then they wouldn't be contributing to this modern day slavery that's happening right now in China. But they do, because they don't truly care about that. They care about making money. And as soon as you hit them where it hurts in their bank account, they're going to kowtow to exactly what China wants them to do. They're going to say exactly what China wants them to say. We've seen it time and time again. It's very sad.
It's not just H&M. Check this out. So it's a group of, this is from the Epoch Times, the group of more than 50 investors backed by the Interfaith Center on Corporate Responsibility said that it's in the process of contacting more than 40 companies, H&M, VF Corp, Hugo Boss, Zara owner Inditex, requesting more information on their supply chains and urging them to quit situations that could lead to human rights abuses. Good. China should be held accountable by these big companies. It's these big companies that are going to make the difference. Okay, someone like me, I'm one person. Me not shopping in H&M, that's not going to make any difference at all. Me not shopping at Walmart, that's not going to make any difference at all. It's everybody. Everybody's got to go to their local spot, support the locals, support quality goods. I've got a buddy who used to be my team manager. Let me pop up his website and give him a shout out. This is Quality Workwear. 1620 Workwear. All right. So he was fed up with just crap products. All right. And he made his own clothing line, made in America, guaranteed for life. I'm actually wearing the pants right now. These things are really comfortable, you know, just showing off the pants, whatever. But I didn't plan that, actually. That just happened to be that I'm wearing the pants that I got from, but guaranteed for life. You know, this is the kind of quality, made in America, guaranteed for life, quality stuff. This is what we need to do. Mm-hmm. You know, right to repair. They're trying to stop us from repairing our own stuff. Why? I know how to repair all my own stuff. I know how to do my plumbing. I know how to do electricity. I know how to do my HVAC system. I could patch holes in the wall. That's the kind of stuff everyone should know how to do. But they don't want us. They want everyone locked into the system. You will own nothing and you will love it. You remember that? You know that?
World Economic Forum, wasn't it?
Goodness sakes. That's what they want.
It's so frustrating.
Things.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought this up too, just the concept of our society being so materialistic and, you know, our media, everything in our society constantly conditioning us to want more and more and more and never be satisfied with anything. And that's why, again, too, we do see these corporations who continue to bow down to China because they know that they can continue to make money off of the average American consumer who's so obsessed with having the latest and greatest product. That's why Apple can come out with a new iPhone every year, even though it's the exact same thing every year. You know, they keep adding cameras because they know the American person is going to buy it, because we're such a materialistic society and we've gotten so far away from, again, valuing our health, valuing relationships, valuing going out into nature, valuing learning how to build things, how to repair things on our own. Period. Exactly. Exactly.
Period. That's it. Mm-hmm. We don't value it. Like I have an iPhone, but it's an iPhone 7. What are they on, 12 now? I've had this thing for 3 years. It's still good. I have no need to get a new phone. And I'll tell you what, when I get a new phone, you best believe it's not going to be Apple. I don't know what it'll be, but when my phone breaks, that's when I'll finally, you know, go searching for a new phone. I don't need
just,
to have
just throw it back to like a Nokia flip phone.
I love
like
those.
An old BlackBerry, just like have the little keyboard.
One game, Snake. It's all you need.
Oh, yep. It's a banger, a true banger.
Awesome. All right. So that's an H&M. Don't shop at H&M. Bottom line. All right. Let's move on. We're moving lighter. You know what? I don't even know. I don't think we have time. And I don't even care about Cuomo, man. I don't even want to talk about him.
Yeah. You know, I feel like we've kind of been chilling today. Let's not both enrage ourselves with this scumbag of a politician. And
let's talk about this funny article.
Okay. Let's do it.
This is fun. Okay, wait. Hold on. Why is it? Oh, there we go. Georgia man receives last paycheck in oily pennies dumped on his driveway.
Oh, gosh.
It's gross. I'm going to show the video, too. Ugh. All right. So
there's a video. Oh, my God.
There's a video. You're going to see it. More than 91,000 pennies weighed over 500 pounds. This is nuts. All right, so this was the Georgia man was having trouble getting the last paycheck from his employer, was shocked to discover its equivalent in pennies dumped in his driveway earlier this month. Fayetteville's Andreas Flatten had quit his job at Peachtree City's AOK Walker Luxury Auto Works. In November 2020. He told a local WGCL-TV he had been at the automotive repair for a year and had known his boss, Miles Walker, for 8 years, but that toxic working conditions had taken a toll on him. He gave his 2 weeks' notice, writing a letter of resignation to Walker, who reportedly promised Flatten's final $915 check would be paid to him in January. But come January, the check never arrived, and Flatten said his former boss accused him of damages. Look at this pile of pennies. Look at
this. Talk about a toxic workplace. Look at his last paycheck. Oh my gosh, this poor man.
He even called the Georgia's Department of Labor for assistance in the matter without much luck. Oh, did they not even? All right, so I read a different article, and they actually responded to him, and they said, well, we looked into the situation. We looked at the legalities of this, and he legally paid you in legal U.S. tender. There's nothing wrong with what he did. So the Department of Labor totally shut. They failed to include it in this article, but that's fine. I know the details.
Okay, but I'm sorry. How petty do you have to be to go and extract 91,000 pennies, 500 pounds, and go dump it on somebody's driveway? Like, what kind of level of crazy are you at that point?
Let me finish the article because I think I think you're onto something, and I think you may be right. I agree, but it's interesting. I just want to finish reading to discuss the rest. All right, so months later, Flatten and his girlfriend, Olivia Oxley, were leaving his house when he noticed something at the end of his driveway. This is when he noticed the 91,000 grease-covered pennies and an envelope with his final pay stub that was addressed with an explicit message, F you, okay? They weighed more than 500 pounds, and he actually had to, he put them in a wheelbarrow and brought them back. But here is, look at, this is not actually the video. Oh no. All right. Well, you can see. Let me zoom in. So dude was,
oh my gosh.
Okay. When you see that it's oily and gross, why would you rummage and be like, look how oily and gross this is?
I'm gonna put my hands in it.
This is gross. It was like, dude, why are you even touching it?
I don't know. I sometimes feel like adults have the inherent childlike want to like touch things that are nasty still. I don't know.
Oh man. So he continues on. He says, Oxley took to social media with videos of the scene, writing on Facebook that no one like that deserves to have a successful business. This is from his girlfriend. My boyfriend's last paycheck delivered at the end of the driveway in pennies at 8 p.m. on a Friday. His last day was in November. This was 3 weeks ago. First things first, when he quit, he gave a written resignation letter complete with 2 weeks notice. After Miles Walker of AOK Walker Auto Works continued to be an a-hole, he is, and make a normal workday hell, making unnecessary comments about my boyfriend's daughter just being an all-around dick. That 2 weeks turned into 5 days. Oh wow, this is a lot longer. Let's see, they got a lawyer involved. We can't even get all the pennies up because they're covered in some kind of oil. Who knows? Yeah, whatever. This is just complaining. But then Flatten called the move childish, which it certainly is, and noted that cleaning the pennies was going to be a lot of work, true, for the money that he already earned. Now his nights are spent cleaning the coins for hours at a time in order to be able to cash them in. Oxley declined to comment to Fox News on Thursday, explaining that the pair would be focusing their energy on finding resources to be able to get a real payment for Flatten's final check. Walker declined to comment. He actually did comment. I think they actually said it. Oh, okay. He spoke with the TV briefly, saying he didn't know if he did or didn't drop the pennies off. I don't really remember. He said it doesn't matter. He got paid, and that's all that matters.
Oh my legally. Gosh.
But he then said, oh, they didn't actually include his whole quote, but I read another article that said he said he's a weenie for even like bringing this to the news media. This dude, they clearly hated each other. All right. Now, this is the news. We don't know everything about this. We don't know what actually happened. Obviously, dropping oily pennies is a petty move. I agree 100%. But with all news, I can't just believe the surface. You got to understand that running your own business in 2020, in where people were getting canned all the time, like, I don't know who this person, I don't know this guy. I don't know if he's, you know, using this as like his 15 minutes of fame.
In the comments, I do want to know whose side everybody is on, the employer or the employees, because I'm kind of on the employee side, because if he's saying it was a toxic environment, and then his boss went so far as to, you know, again, take out 91,000 pennies, put oil all over them, and then go dump them on the highway.
That dude, That allegedly. Dude has had those pennies gaining in jars in his business for so, but I'm curious.
Oh,
all right.
My gosh.
Look, if you guys are on the employee's side, okay, I'm seeing both employee, employer, employee, lots of employees, lots of employers. Honestly, I'm seeing both. But see, this, there we go. Blob, thank you. Blob Monster says nobody's side. Agree. Even better, Small Rabid Monkey says, who actually cares? Yes! We've got a winner. We've got a winner. Nobody cares. This is literally what Fox News is reporting on right now. How much do they miss
it's
Trump?
Not like we can, right? I was going to say, it's not like we can report on Joe Biden. What, he fell down, he fell up the stairs again today? Okay, great. We can't keep reporting on the same thing. And his dog bit another staffer again.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the whole dog thing.
To be honest, if I was Major Biden, I would bite White House staffers to get away from Joe Biden too, but that's just me.
Yeah, who knows, right? I tweeted out yesterday. I said you could tell a lot about a person by how they treat or how their dog acts. And everyone's like, well, not if it's a rescue. It's like, even if it's a rescue, you work with them and you train mm-hmm. them. I've been around and had many rescues in my life that have been tormented, and it's a shame, but then they've grown to know love, and then they're amazing dogs. And yeah. Dogs are also smart. You're not giving credit to the dog itself for knowing evil, for knowing when someone's up to no good. Dogs can tell also. All right. So that just because I said you could tell a lot about it's an owner, the person by how their dog acts, that still doesn't mean that's not true. Okay. That means they don't really even care to treat that dog as a family. Like, they're sending him back and forth, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't think that this funny super chat. I'm gonna jump ahead and just read a super chat. Mark Robichaud says that dog saw Joe in the shower, PTSD.
Oh no, he said, I gotta get out of here.
I'm out. Get me out of here.
Exactly.
If I bite someone, will you send me away?
I'm tapping out, coach. I'm tapping out. Send me back to Delaware. I can't do this anymore.
I can't do this, man. I'm out of here.
Oh,
my goodness. That's hilarious. All right.
F's in the chat for Major Biden.
F's in the chat for the dog. I feel bad for the dog, man. It's clear that he just doesn't have enough time.
Exactly. Even if he's a bad dog, he's a good dog. It's not his fault. Mm-hmm. Especially German Shepherds too. They're such a good breed, but you need to train them. You need to discipline them. So yeah, again, like you said, I'm the same exact way. I think you can tell a lot about an owner based on how their dog acts and whether yep. their owner has control of their dog. Again, I have an Asian mom. Our animals have always been extremely well behaved, as have all me and my siblings, because yep. of discipline.
Discipline works, and love. Mm-hmm. It's a balance between the two, right?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have a bounce. All right, let's get into some supers. All right, we got Robert Wiles popping it off. What up, Robert? I just ordered your gift for you. It'll be here Saturday. I'll mail to you once I get it. Won't forget the envelope this time. Hope you like it. Both you be blessed. First in chat, first like. LOL. Right on, Robert. Well, thank you for being here and showing up for me. I appreciate you always.
Awesome,
Mark G.
Robert,
says, whenever
awesome.
I make a comment in YouTube, my first suggestion are Horseman and Robershaw. Shout out to chat. Shout out to chat. I like that, Mark. Shout out to chat. This spin is for chat. I don't know if you guys can
for
see
the
it.
Chat. For the chat.
Savannah, I'm going to have to boot you so people can see it real quick. Yes. I got to get the full spin. There you go, guys. Get it nice and spinning. All right, cool. Bring Savannah back. Welcome back to the stream, Savannah.
Thank you.
Mark Robichaud says, cheers, Mark G. Look at this. I love this chat. People are not even super chatting me anymore. They're super chatting each other.
Nice. That's always the best, is when you're everyone's like super chatting within and you're just like, yeah, this is great.
Winning. That's winning right there. Mark again says, be positive. Robichaud, being positive isn't always good. HIVs, for instance. All right. Sure. Thanks, Mark. Thanks.
Beautiful example. Thank you.
If one parent is native and the other isn't, what are you? Human. Mark Robichaud says, don't worry about Australia. We'll be fine. All right. And he says, the state of Victoria is a failed state. Yeah, I keep hearing horror stories about Victoria, man. They're the ones that are arresting people for being outside and making boys stand and apologize for being boys. That's embarrassing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Arcadian Twilight says, apologies go both ways. Then girls apologize for lies / false accusations. Sister did when mom was working, started many fights to get dad to beat me. Jeez. And I agree with that. Girls are all, I mean, it's not just girls. Any human being can be an evil, deceitful person. Any. Mm-hmm. That's it. I don't care what gender you are. Anyone could be selfish. Anyone could do things that are terrible. And we've seen it. It's like, right? I mean, when is it going to get into people's head that it's, you know, one person, that example does not go past that one person, right? There's billions of us. We're all completely different.
Exactly. I thought we were for equality. So let's put everybody on the same field right there and hold everyone, you know, equally responsible for their actions.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Only in their narrative, Savannah. It's got to fit their narrative, right?
So sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's right. Remember that. All right. Rubbishaw says, Melbourne is woke trash city with trash leaders. Well, I don't know much about Australia, but I'm inclined to take your word for it there, Rubbishaw. Allison says, if you didn't wrong me yourself, don't you dare apologize to me. My parents didn't raise a weak flower or pathetic victim who needs fake apologies.
Nice. Awesome. I love that.
Yes. Thank you.
That's the type of lion energy that we need. Thank you for that.
Yes, Allison. That's what I'm talking about right there. There's people that will apologize for, you know, bumping into you or when I bump into someone else, I accidentally, I was like, oh, excuse me. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And it's like, oh, no, that was on me. Or just simply apologizing for literally anything. Like, and I'm always like, you apologize so much. You're almost making me believe that it's your fault. And I call them out. I try to call them out as much as possible. The closer you are to being my friend, the more I'm going to call you out on it too. So fair warning. Those apologists out there. Mark G says, I'm a man. I can change if I have to. I guess. Possum Lodge for life. Okay. I don't know what that means. But do you know what that means? Does that mean anything?
No clue. I'm just like, all right, man, you do you, Possum Lodge. Right,
you
okay.
Do you, Possum Lodge. Rhys Jones says, as an Australian, this makes me sick, but don't worry. It has broken the veil for a lot of normal Aussies. Good. Good. Thank you. I think 2020 really shook up everybody. Everyone's mm-hmm. like, this is messed up. What is going on here? And all the screechers are like, oh, snaps. We have way more opposition now. And they're getting more and more like aggressive with it all. And it's like because they're getting hit with logic bombs from all angles now. And they're like, oh, I can't handle such logic. I can't fight it all. With my
exactly like nonsense. 2020 was so crazy that it forced everyone to pay attention and they mm-hmm. can't hide between or behind their manipulation and, you know, just mismatching of words anymore. Now mm-hmm. they actually have to be held responsible for all the crazy stuff they've been pushing.
Good. Good. Dixon says, I don't like shopping at Macy's myself and I would denounce a white super Macy's instantly. The prices are unbearable as it is. Yeah, Macy's. I don't think I've ever shopped at a Macy's. I think I've only ever just walked through a Macy's to get to the mall in any, right?
I'm pretty sure that's Macy's? All that Macy's are for. Yeah, to walk through sell? Them to get to the actual mall. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Oh, man. Robert Shaw says, have you heard of Todd Carney? He's a footy player in Australia that got maggoted. What does that mean? And did the bubbla. Where you urinate into your own mouth. Oh, gosh. That's
what, that, what?
He said, yeah, true story. Well, obviously, no, I haven't heard this story. And, ew, gosh. Why? Why would you do that to me, Robert Shaw? Why?
Disgusting.
God, the internet moving is a dark on. Place. Mm-hmm, Robert Shaw mm-hmm. says, we need women to fill the roles of beta males. Okay. No, we need women to fill the roles of whatever they want of women. I mean, they're women. That's and that might piss people off, but like be proud to be a woman. You're a woman. Like, do whatever you fill whatever role you want as a woman. Like, that's okay. And we need beta males too. I mean, all roles need to be filled. You know, they're not all males are alphas. So like, that's okay. You know, it would be nice for society if we had more alpha males. And there's such a thing as alpha women also. Alpha females exist. You know, it's mm-hmm. and beta females. You know, it's like, it's all. People just don't want to fit if you don't fit the stereotypical male or the stereotypical female, then they're like, well, I must not be a male then. I must not be a female then if I'm not that stereotypical male or female, right?
It's not he, it's tree. See what happens when we demonize the beta males? They turn into trees, guys. Leave them alone. Oh gosh,
it's not he, it's tree. I'm not even sorry. That's funny.
I think I'm just gonna start identifying as a tree when I don't want to wake up for work.
No, means, don't
yeah,
do it.
I'm a tree now. Today. I'm a tree. I identify as a lamp today. I can't leave my house.
I simply cannot make it to work because I'm a tree.
And I can't move.
Need water.
It's not my fault.
Robert Shaw says, I don't even go down on my own PP. Cool.
What is this conversation? Oh, God. I can't with men. I really can't.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. Where are we? Oh, that is funny. Robert Shaw again says, I'm super straight until I look at Adam. Well, thank you, Robert Shaw. Thank you very much. Jake Dog says, hi, Sav. My dad go on a date a few days ago. It's okay, though. I scare her away for you. Did lots of barks and growls make her leave so you can marry him.
Thank you.
All right.
Again, add it to the list. Add it to the list.
Robert Shaw says, flawless victory. Let's see. Blackwell Disco says, I have recently been pulling up an old saying from my military days that explains the blank phobic crowd, tiny heart syndrome. Interesting. Okay. Selfish heart, tiny heart. I don't understand it. How would you decipher that?
No clue. I'm still stuck on the like blank phobic part. What does that mean?
The phobic crowd. I don't know. The people who have fear.
Like you have you have a small heart, so you're not willing to be accepting of other people. Maybe. Yeah. I have no idea. No clue.
White lasagna. What?
Go ahead. White lasagna. What do you say?
Why is it they're trying to end separation between the sexes while at the same time trying to bring back the separation of races? Dice roll 13. I got it here. Savannah, you wanna say when?
When?
Okay. Oh, it is not 13. I'm sorry, White Lasagna. So far, anyone that's actually super chat to roll the die and while guessing a number, you haven't won. And you know what? If someone actually does super chat me and says, roll the die, here's my guess, and you win, I will send you a pair of dice. I've got these dice behind me. You know what? It's like, why not? If someone's going to super chat me, Gilgamesh's War Cat, congratulations. It was 12. So he was close. All right. But I'm serious. I got these metal die here. I got a couple boxes of them. Jeremy was playing with them. They're really nice. They're kind of heavy.
Yeah, they look lethal. I like them.
They're good. It would hurt if you throw this at someone.
Yeah.
Seriously. Don't throw it in. Just roll it. You know, that's what you do. But let's do that. I kind of like that. We'll have that. All right. Where are we? Mark Robert Shaw again says, don't you get paid based on performance? Well, in sports, yes. Robert Shaw says, wrong. They don't want you to think at all. No, exactly. No, they don't want us thinking. Mark says, what percentage of the population is trans? Are there even enough people to have their own sports leagues? Good question. And probably not. I don't know. You know, I have no idea.
People always make that argument that they make up such a small portion of the population that, you know, why are the masses tailoring their entire lives to them? That's always an argument that I hear.
It really doesn't make sense. Like, mm-hmm. just do you. Stop trying to force everyone to just accept it. Like, people won't always accept everything, you know? That's fine. Don't worry about what other people think. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, maybe have sex-based leagues and a unisex league. Okay, so three leagues. That's not bad. Male, female, anyone can play.
Mm.
Right?
I do like that, because then you have the option there to decide what you want to do. So
right.
I like that option. Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Mark Robichaud says it'll be super easy to get into. It's that small, I guess, if it is a trans league. The Blackblade says, fifth time driving from Denver to the East Coast. Guess what was added in the last 17 years? Thousands of wind turbines. That's crazy. And I learned a lot about wind turbines and the fact that they don't biodegrade. Okay, when they get replaced, those fan blades, which are huge, just you can't. They're meant to withstand hurricane force winds. These things are like incredible, but they still don't last, and they are filling up the ground. They're basically terrible for the environment.
Those things are humongous. I always see them on the highways here in Texas, and they just seem like they never end.
And you know what else has been added in the last 17 years? You listening to my show, Blackblade. I know that's certainly new, huh? Huh? Hey, just a little positivity there. Anyway, Robichaud says, those aren't wind turbines. Those are weird trees. Well, no, they identify as energy devices. I don't know. Mr. Squiggle says, I identify as a helicopter. I can't fly, though. I found out the hard way. I'm sorry, Mr. Squiggles. Maybe one day.
They're there, friend. They're there.
Maybe one day. Robichaud, sounds like fantasy land is real. Only pompous sheep buy from H&M. Yeah, or people that just want cheap clothing. RJ, thank you for that super chat. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, it's our duty to prop up people of color. Or, I'm sorry, it says POC, people of chlorophyll. Ah, I see POC, so I just read people of color. But it's people of chlorophyll. They specified there.
Interesting.
Robert Shaw says, I identify as a donation box. And I appreciate what you identify, Robert Shaw, because you are my most ardent super chatter. Again, Robert Shaw says, I've been wearing the same underwear for 10 years. Oh, gosh.
Okay, Adam, I think it's time for you to start an underwear line then.
Confessions with Robert Shaw. Jeez.
What a guy.
You have made me laugh multiple times. In fact, I got to tell you, Mark, someone actually posted on my locals page. They're like, I got to say, Mark Robichaud makes me laugh all the time. So I appreciate your humor, because it is rather, it's spicy sometimes. He says, again, it's your boy as Asmongold. Okay. I'm not sure what we were talking about there, but Johnny Lawyer says H&M is not unique. Most big corporations are amoral organizations that just pretend to care about people. Apple, Nike, and others pull the same crap. You're absolutely right. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Robert Shaw says, mostly peaceful forced labor. Oh, okay. So, you know, then it's fine then, right?
We just needed the CNN version of it. Now it's okay.
Right. Let's see. Who built the pyramids, Joe? Nice one, Mark. Let's see. Caden says, as someone who identifies as a Schwerer Gustav 800 millimeter railway gun, I love your show. Friday jams and a taste of booze. Adam, spin that UFO. All right. That's that sounds like a huge gun. 800 millimeter railway gun. You know what? We're looking this up. I want to see what this looks like.
I can't even begin to imagine what that looks like.
What that is? Have you ever heard that before?
No clue.
Oh my gosh, that thing is massive. Let me show everybody. Hold on. Let me bring this thing in. Wow, look at this freaking gun. Jeez.
That's wild.
Oh my gosh. Jeez.
Just a tad bit excessive, to say the least.
Big peepee energy right there. Very, very big PP energy. Black Blade says, roll the D20. I'm guessing 14. All right. We got the first super chat coming in after I've made my new contest. Here we go. I'm rolling it. Okay, it's not a 14. But I did roll the die, so good luck, everybody. Andrew says, more experiencalistic than materialistic. Ah, experiencalistic. I've never seen that word before, but it's interesting.
He's like, really, I'm just going to make one up.
I've got all the numbers coming in right now. Like, it's hot. Wow, dropping it. Like, it's hot. I haven't seen it yet. There it is. Montana Horseman. Congratulations. It is one. James Nutt, you were just behind Montana Horseman. But it is one. And Montana, you are the winner. Congratulations. All right. Let's see. Mark Robershaw says, ooh, Adam, no plumbing. He cleaned the pipes. Well, if I have to, plumbing is my least favorite of the trades that I know how to do. Andrew says, I just read that one. Robershaw says, not the same phone, have a different charger. Yeah, of course. Robershaw, again, laughing his butt off. That's some malicious compliance. I don't know what we were talking about there, but I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be impressed. What were we talking about? I don't know. Who knows?
No.
Blackwell Disco says, we'll be placing my coffee order soon. Woo!
Nice.
I'm just a little worried the Black Rifle guys will find out and break my kneecaps. Well, that sucks. If you like my coffee and you stay with me for a while and decide to go back to Black Rifle Coffee, you don't ever have to worry. I won't break your kneecaps or be upset. So just, I don't know. It's kind of telling that that's what you think. Yeah. You don't have to worry about that over here with Krigler coffee. Mavis says, you think Cuomo makes you mad? Try living in New York. Upstate New York is beautiful, but New York City is an a-hole of a state and poos on us elections. Yeah, I've been to upstate New York. It is beautiful up there. I've been, I used to live in New York City for 12 years at least. And I've been upstate countless times and it's beautiful up there. It is a shame. I believe it. Mavis,
I feel like that's every beautiful place is like that. Sorry, Adam, to cut you off there, but Austin, Texas, same exact way. I feel like it's one of the most beautiful places in Texas, completely destroyed because of the libs. Very sad.
Yep. I mean, I hear the Pacific Northwest is beautiful. I have zero interest in going there. yeah. Mavis continues here. Weenie couldn't have been that good of a mechanic if he can't get oil off some pennies. Oh,
point made. Okay. Maybe I am on the employee side now.
It's a good point. Mark Robichaud is the employer because that's a boss move. Respect. All right. There we go. Robert Wilde says, you should look up the dude who saved up over 80K in pennies. It took him over 40 years. Have a blessed night, you both.
What is everybody's obsession with pennies? Did I miss something here?
I don't know. Pennies should just be abolished.
I hate them so much. Why do they exist?
I tried to find it. I just wrote 80K in pennies and nothing popped up. So I would have showed it to us, but. Chancho says, you should bring Craig Skits on your podcast. He is an OG YouTube creator, and Carly was on his podcast. I don't know who that is, but cool. I'll check him out after the show. Thanks for the suggestion there. Mark Robershaw says, that dog saw Joe in the shower, PTSD. Yeah, I had to read that one earlier because it was so funny.
So good.
Dr. Remulak says, first, Savannah is awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And I saw on Alex Jones, both of you are a great team. The employer is childish, and we can see that the boomers are screwing us all. I'm inclined to agree with that too. That is a childish move, totally. You know?
I love that everyone blames all the society's problems on the boomers, which, you know, they may be to blame, but I just think it's funny that we all blame them.
It's all of society's fault. No, it's the elites. It's not the boomers, it's the people in control.
Leave the boomers alone.
I mean, there's boomers in that elite, in the elites, but it's not boomers as a whole. It's the elites. It's the people that control everything. That's whose fault it is. Robershaw says, how can Biden be an owner? He's a puppet himself. Ooh. That is a spicy take. That stings, doesn't it? God, stings so good. Rub it into my veins. Harrison Gray says, funny enough, Crowder did a funny parody of Caesar 911 trying to keep Biden from sniffing people. Would not be surprised if Biden did the biting. Ooh.
Oh, no.
That's brutal, Harrison. But I didn't see that one with Crowder. Crowder is a funny dude. Mr. Squiggle,
you're blaming everything on Major Biden, poor dog.
Oh, man. Exactly. It's like, it's not Major Biden's fault, man. He is a rescue, which means he needs extra care. Like, he needs to be catered to as a rescue. You can't treat him like you're the old, what is the old dog's name? I forget. They have an old dog, and then Major's the new one that's like 2 years old. Anyway, the old dog has been around. He's, you know, they had him for whoever knows how long. It's just, you can't treat all dogs the same. They're all different. They all need their own, you know, and he's a rescue. So he should have been, you know,
poor
treated.
Guy.
Yeah, poor guy. I agree. Mr. Squiggle says, I have rescued a chihuahua. He has PTSD and is also racist. The previous used him as a bait dog, unfortunately. Oh, that's so sad. Thank you, Mr. Squiggles, for giving him a good life. I appreciate that. Pixel says, I've had a couple ideas for apps and communication for comments by making comment video chat to replies. Could stop trolls, for starters. I mean, people would have to watch them, and it's time-consuming. You know, reading is much quicker. And Mark, I don't know. Cool, though. Keep doing it. If you're not, it's not going to work if you stop. Make it happen. Mark says that you need to get Australian journalist Abby Yemeni on as a guest, and you should do it soon. Okay. Let me, I think I follow him on Twitter. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have his contact, my good friend, Sydney Watson. She's from Australia as well. And they're good friends. So
nice.
If you need Australian people to interview Adam, I got the connects on that end for
nice.
You.
Nice. Thanks, Sav. Appreciate that. Robert Shaw says, hashtag koala killer, NSW leaders during the bushfires. Yeah, I don't know much about what happened in Australia. I mean, I don't follow Australian news much, just when it filters over in my direction like this, boys having to apologize. Mike Ross says, Savannah is my favorite guest on your show so far. We need more people like her in this country. Much love. Agreed, Mike. Agreed.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are so sweet.
We definitely need more people like you. The Schnoe says, I can't make to work today. I identified it as a tree. I can't leave. Nice. way to bring that back and also add that beautiful little punch at the end there. Curtis says, whoever made the Red Green Show quote of I'm a man, but I can change if I have to, I guess. You are my hero. Was that Mark G, or it was one of the Marks. Pretty sure it was one of the Marks. Shout out to the Marks in chat. Robert Shaw says, you laugh, you lose. Roll a seven. All right, I'll roll a seven. The dice has been rolled. Oh, there's a few dice rolls here. We're gonna play a couple dice games real quick. Oh my gosh, we have so many super chats. Thank you so much, everyone. By the way, thank you so much for hanging out. We got a good amount of people. Smash the like button if you haven't. If you haven't followed me yet, please follow me. Subscribe below if you haven't subscribed. And please, oh wow, 6079 Smith, congratulations, you won. It was 9. Please subscribe below. Please share these videos. If you want to follow Savannah, down below is her Instagram, her Gab, and her Twitch channel. I actually forgot to drop your YouTube channel, which I'm gonna add that right now.
Yeah, guys, go follow me at Sav Says. And thank you, Adam, for adding that link as well. I have gotten my first strike because I do like to talk about things that are going to get me censored. So follow me on my Odyssey channel too, Sav Says, where all of my videos can live untouched by the YouTube censors.
You got your first warning. I did too.
No, I got a strike. I got a strike.
You got a strike.
Yeah, so warning and a strike.
Brutal. All right, RG Merkel. Has said roll the die. We also got Clambake said roll the die. There's a couple guesses here. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says roll the die. All right, you guys have your guesses. I'm not going to tell anybody what they are, but I'm going to roll it. We don't have enough time to roll to do all of these, but I'm going to roll it again. All right, and so all three of you are in on this. See if anyone guessed it correctly. Unfortunately, none of you did.
No.
The game has been rolled. All right, Blackwell Discos, to explain my super chat, tiny heart syndrome is when you're so weak-willed that you're offended by everybody. Everyone blank phobic was a reference to people of phobic of anything. So you're just afraid of whatever. You're so weak-willed that you're offended by everyone. That okay, I get that. That's kind of what I would have guessed it to be. Nice. Lady Bell, congratulations. It was seven. It was seven. Congratulations, Lady Bell. You won absolutely nothing. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer also says, rip SN11. I know. I was really bummed. I woke up and I was like, oh, is it? Did it land? It didn't land. So really sad. Manny says, do you guys think a trans, do you think trans is a mental disorder? Like, wouldn't it be more useful to get them help instead of to feed their delusion? I think it's, I don't think so. No, as a mental disorder, I think the problem is, this is how I explain it. It's the stereotypical man and the stereotypical woman are very specific types of in people's minds, right? And if you're not a stereotypical man, then you don't identify that. So then what do you identify? And you're being told, it's not even, it's almost being taught now. Well, then you're a woman. Or if you're not a woman, then you're a man. And if you're not either, then you're non-binary. It's like, we got to let that go. It's like, you don't have to be a masculine man. You could be a feminine man. You could be a masculine woman, but you're still a woman. And that's okay. We don't have to have these rigid stereotypes. And I think that that's really where the problem lies, is they're just trying to, you know, find what they are because they're not the stereotypical thing. I don't know. That's my take on it. What do you think, Savannah?
I would say that I have a more extreme, I guess, view on this. And I have read a couple of scientific studies over the past years that have said that biologically, like trans people's brains are wired differently. And so some people do label it as a mental illness. And I do think, you know, that was the reason why our military wasn't allowing transgender people to join for a long time, because it was labeled as such and because their brains are wired differently. So I do think that it is a mental issue. And I feel like we should be helping people more about it, as opposed to, you know, pushing them into immediately getting these transitionary surgeries and these permanent surgeries that are altering their bodies.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Ryan says, shout out to Discord. I think Zerdus photoshopping pictures has confused Mark and may be turning him into an Adam sexual. Yeah, it's Zerdus. Zerdus, stop putting my face on women's bodies. It's weird, man. It's weird. I don't know why you keep doing that, but it's weird. Mark Robichaud says, feels good, man. Right on, Robichaud. Mike Ross says, roll the dice. I think seven because Tactical Tacos is hot sauce are lucky. It sucks because I just rolled it and it was a seven. And you sent me those tacos. Yeah, you gave me those Tactical Tacos. I'm going to give it to you, man, because I did all those as a group together, and I didn't scroll down one super chat. And if I did, you would have been included in that. So
yeah, I feel like that's fair.
I'm going to give it to you, Mike. You sent me those taco sauces. So that's really cool. I'm not rolling the die. I'm giving it to Mike Ross. I did roll a seven, and I think that I wanted to clump them all together and just roll it. Mike Ross, congratulations, bro. What I need you to do, if you're still here, hopefully you're still here, send me an email, adamcastirl@gmail.com, and just title it Mike Ross one dice roll, and then give me your address. I'm gonna send you a pair of dice. That's it. I'm doing it. Congratulations, Mike. You actually won something.
Woo!
With a dice roll. I mean, it was a post roll.
But it still counted. It still counted.
That's cool. Awesome. Let's see. John L. says, Levi's funds anti-gun groups, so they haven't gotten a dime from me ever. F them. P- P.S. Mark G. and Mark Robichaud need Jesus. Okay. I didn't know Levi's funded anti-gun groups. That's weird. Never heard about that. Crazy Kendall says, here's a joke. Why do they call it PMS? Because Mad Cow was already taken. That's not that funny. Okay. Didn't say it was a good joke. The man behind the screen says, change your underwear, Mark. Buy another pair or go freeballing for a bit. Adam, please get this guy to change his underwear. Maybe some Krigler wear. No, I don't really want to get into clothing. It's just not my thing. I don't even have merch because my team is like, let's do merch. And I'm like, American made. That's my only, that's why the first merch and only thing I've got is that mug, and it's made in America. I made sure of that. And it is a quality mug. So
nice.
I'm going to do that. Mark Robichaud says that railway gun missed a lot though. Yeah, but it's impressive looking. By the way, Mark, change your underwear. Psylocke says, could both of you do a synchronized hair flip, Charlie's Angel style, and blow a kiss at the camera for chat? No, that's not happening.
It would be amazing, though. It'd be amazing to see because Adam's hair would look much better than mine. That's what I would say.
This is what I do with my hair. I don't even know why I have long hair. I put it back and I just, you know why? Laziness.
It works. Same. I have not gotten a haircut for like a year. It's just a, you know, ponytail life. It's the best life.
I didn't want to say anything. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Don't look at it. Let's see. John L says the Gustav railgun shelled Sevastopol in 1941, then got blapped by airplanes. Big peepee energy, small brain delivery. Right on. Yeah, I don't know much about that gun. I've never even heard of it before. White Lasagna says, 'twas 13 with initiative. All right, White Lasagna. We know the deal. Yeah, man, you're suck at guessing, though, Mark. Or Lasagna. I roll the die. You guys know the deal. Mark Robichaud says, Germans like to go big, if you know what I mean. I guess. Yeah, sure. Let's see. Here we go. We got the numbers rolling in. We got the numbers rolling in. No one's guessing. Lisa, right off the bat, congratulations, Lisa. It was 11.
Nice.
You won.
Shout
absolutely
out to Lisa.
Nothing.
She won a shout out.
Yeah. Well, she won me shouting out that she won absolutely nothing. That's how this game works on this show. Let's see. Arcadian Twilight says, Ich bin ein Berliner, a.k.a. I am a jelly donut, JFK. Yeah. Oh, it was JFK that said that? Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, he messed that one up. Man behind the screen says, so many in here identifying as helicopters and railway guns, and I'm here identifying as a humble game master, forever game master, always and eternal. Good for you, Oz. Good for you. Serious Business says, you summoned me with the pee-pee talk.
Oh gosh.
He means serious business over there. Taco Tuesday says, play Monster Hunter Rise. Never played Monster Hunter. It just doesn't interest me. I don't know. It's nothing about that game makes me want to play it. Haven't had a desire. I did recently just get Ghost of Tsushima. So I'm actually quite excited to do a stream of that game. I've been playing Dead by Daylight with Darth Call, my boy Fernk. I want to get Shinra to play with me, but I don't think it's his type of game. Metal Gear Tack says, if I was a tree, I would grow the biggest tree-ness of all time.
I guess you could control that as a tree. The chat is wild in today. It really is.
Well done, Metal Gear. Well done. John L. says, the Republican Party of Westchester County is full-blown defeatist mode. I told them straight up to sack up or I'll take their jobs. That is the energy we need, John. Keep that energy, man. If they are like that, then get them out. Like, fine, leave then. We'll do it ourselves. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. J. Rico says, Savannah, you're awesome. Excuse me.
Thank you. You're so awesome. Thank you for clarifying, Adam. Right. That was a very important detail that you almost left out. So thank you.
I try to be accurate with reading my super chats, you know?
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course. Kasperia says the joke would be on the employer if the employee found a rare penny worth lots of money. Next roll on the dice is 5. I guess my shout outs now. It's not 5. I'm sorry. Sorry, it's not. But I did roll the die. You guys know the deal. There is some pennies out there that are worth a lot. That's true. There's a couple that are made from steel. During the war, they made like a steel penny. I don't know any other. I don't remember the years that are worth a lot. Let me see. What is the number? Okay. The number. Mr. Hayes, congratulations. It's 10. You won absolutely nothing. All right. Save it for something nice. Fractal says the 1913 a penny purchased what a quarter does today. Inflation has eaten away the U.S. standard of living. Producing the penny costs 2.06 cents. Yeah, it costs more to produce than it's worth. Why do we have it? Stop making pennies. Take pennies out of production, please. It might actually make pennies valuable again.
Yeah, I feel like we can ask that question about so many things in our government. Why are we doing this? Why do we have this?
She's right, you know. Robert Shaw says, I remember watching Mr. Squiggles on TV as a kid. I didn't even know that was a show. Interesting. Hannah says, rescue or not, Major is a working breed dog and needs training to fulfill his instinct to work. Denying him training and enrichment is almost abusive. Thank you. Yes, exactly. He needs training and enrichment. He needs to be treated like part of the family, not just a dog that needs to be a dog, you know, and be properly trained. People like that annoy me so much. It's like you have to understand, like, they're part of the pack. You know, if you don't teach them how to be part of the pack, their instincts are just going to do their thing. Yeah, exactly, Hannah. It is almost abuse. I agree. Robert Wilde says, I found it for you. Posted a pic of articles so you could look it up later. It was 45 years. I was off by 5 years. Be blessed, you both. Thank you, Robert. Oh, cool, cool. I'm assuming you posted on Locals. Yeah, I'll check it out. Let's see. I want to just go in there, poke my head in there real quick, see if it was lightning detected. Texas man cashed in over 80,000 pennies. Texas man cashes 80,000 pennies. There we go. Let's get some pictures. Do we got pictures?
Oh my goodness.
There it is. Dang.
How heavy is that then?
Why though? Oh, it's $816 in pennies. So that's less. Nearly 500 pounds. So that's actually less pennies than... So if that was 80,000 pennies, that means this dude, the story we did earlier was like 90,000 pennies or something. Interesting.
Damn, 91,000.
Thanks for finding that. Joseph said, what use is speaking truth to power when power has no use for truth? Love the show. Great line. I like that a lot. Yeah. And that's why people like Savannah and me are going to continue doing this until I've got my warning. Crowder's like, I don't care. I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to keep telling you the truth. I'm going to keep saying, this is what I found out. This is some actual information of voter fraud, of why masks don't work, or these, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. Insert subject line here. Crowder's going to make fun of it and give you the truth of the matter.
Yeah, we've gotten to a point in society where we're really highlighting and validating just these fake fact checkers that come forward and, you know, push their propaganda and nonsense. And then if you do actual investigative journalism, if you actually go out in the street and expose things in America, you get banned.
Yep, exactly. Kyle says, spin that UFO and roll an 18. Love your channel. Thank you very much, sir. I will roll that die for you. It's an 18. Whoa. Ooh. We got our first winner. Woo. Well, I mean, we got Mike who won also. But congratulations, Kyle. You actually won. Do me a favor. Email me at adamcastirl@gmail.com. And I'm going to send you a pair of these metal die. That's awesome. I wasn't expecting to get two winners today. That's fun. Sorry, everybody. You guys are guessing in chat. It's already won. Dang, that's awesome. Woo-hoo-hoo, that's exciting. I love that. Congratulations, Kyle. I both spun the UFO and rolled an 18. So just send me your address and I will send those dice off to you. Wow, that's very cool. The Black Blade says Major Biden was trained well by Donald Trump. nice, nice. Oh, I just had a super chat jump. Thanks for all your super chats, everybody. I appreciate that. Robert Shaw says, well, wow, I'm not so shallow that I go off looks only. Well, good for you. Good for you. Kyle Schmidt says, why are comments disabled on the White House channel on YouTube? Wasn't Trump in trouble for the very similar thing? Yeah, but that was Orange Man Bad. This is Protect Me Biden.
Yeah, yeah, probably the same reason why YouTube is getting rid of the dislike button. Probably the same reason.
I made fun of that yesterday. Ridiculous. Ooh. Robert Shaw says, Jesus need marks. He continues, if I free ball, I get road rash. Okay, well, don't do that then. Mark G says, Mark wrote the Bible for Jesus. Oh, Robert Shaw responded with, true, you guys. John L. says, Robert McNamara tried to say Vietnam 1,000 years in Vietnamese, but bungled it so bad it came out as the little duck wants to lie down. That's funny. The little duck wants to lie down. That's a fun saying. I've never said it before in my life. That's the first time I've ever said those words. Say it. It sounds good.
The little duck wants to lie down?
Yeah, isn't that cute? Well, it is lie down, yeah. Sorry, not lie down. Whatever.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
Everyone out there, try it. Say it out loud right now. Say it. Just, the little duck wants to lie down.
Very calming. Isn't
that sweet? Isn't that fun? It's a fun... Say, I hope you're all out there saying it out loud right now, saying it. Mark Robershaw says, trim that bush, Metal Gear. Hey, well, it was a funny super chat. I don't remember what he said, but it was funny. Says, just ordered some Covfefe and Costa Rica Terrazu. Can't wait to try some of your Krigler coffee. Dude, thank you so much. That is so awesome. I appreciate your support. Thank you. Thank you. Do me a favor. If you do like it and you have Instagram, post a picture of it when you get it or when you're a picture of your cup drinking it and just hashtag Krigler coffee, and I'll probably post it up on my my new Instagram, which is Krigler Coffee.
Join the Krigler Coffee Club, guys.
The Krigler Coffee Club. Slayin just says, Adam just bought a Krigler coffee mug made in the USA for life. Yes, awesome seeing lovely Savannah. Keep up the great work, guys. Slayin. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You're going to love the mug. It's so good. It feels really good in your hands. It's not like shiny or anything. It's got a good matte feel to it that I've never really felt before on a mug before. It's really nice. John L. says, to answer your question, Savannah, Ronald Reagan said in a 1964, a government program is the closest we'll ever get to eternal life on this earth. Right, because why are they around? Why are we still doing this? Because it's a government program and it just never goes away.
Tyrannus, never ever.
Absolutely gorgeous. Savannah is pretty hot too. Oh, hey. Thank you. Jeez. Golly.
The fans love you, Adam.
Josh and Jesus says, Sav, can I interview on my locals channel?
Sure. I'll have to, yeah, sure. I don't know who you are, but cool. Yeah, let's do it.
Sure, yeah. That's Ingrad on my locals channel. If you're on my locals channel, you can find him. Let's see. Mark G says, I like my women like I like my coffee. Being a Krigler. Hey-o. Hey-o. All right. Jeez. I do have a massive family, too. Like, a huge family. I've got, like, almost 50 cousins on my dad's side alone.
Same.
Yeah. Awesome. Let's see. Chrissy says, if I ask nicely, can you send me nothing, please? Sure. I will send it to you right now. There you go, Chrissy. I just sent you absolutely nothing. Do you want to get in on this, Savannah? You want to send her a little something?
It was a double, though. I like double sent out.
You gave an extra amount of nothing.
I just had to one-up you just a little bit.
That's okay. I don't mind. I can handle it. Jesus says, hey, Adam, been wanting to send this super chat since last Friday when you were playing killer music. Thank you. Or hey, Zeus, I'm not sure. But I do appreciate that super chat. Thank you very much. And those compliments. My killer, killer music. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, all right. Shinoda says, jesters were the only ones that could ridicule the king. If you start silencing our comedians, what does that say about us? It means they are fascists. The real fascists are the ones going, you're all fascists. Yeah, you guys are the fascists. It's crazy.
100%.
Yep. Joseph, have you ever seen Crowder's video where he is Caesar Milan and has to train Biden not to sniff people? No, but you're the second person to bring that up. And I haven't seen that. So I'm gonna look that up after the show. Metal Gear Tax says, want to spend your money on something great? Don't feel like donating to someone who is only a quarter black? Well, then get yourself some Krigler coffee and get that 100% full black taste. Jeez, Metal Gear, that's... I mean, I don't mind people donating to Quarter Black Garrett because he's awesome and hilarious and definitely deserves more time in the light. And go follow his channel because he's great. He's streaming Valheim. But all right. Well, thanks for the super chat there. Robert Shaw says Locals still sounds like a pickup website. Yeah, it's good though. I like Locals. It's a cool environment. Josh and Jesus says, tell her who I am, Adam. He's the grad on Locals that you can go meet up with him. Let's see. Blackwell Disco says, the little duck ones to lie down, new song I call dibs. New song. Oh, the little duck wants to lie down, new song name I call dibs. Well, you said the little duck ones to lie down, new song name. So I called dibs on the little duck wants to lie down. Ha! You called dibs on the wrong name, man. You called dibs on the wrong name. I got you beat. Got you beat. Anyway, you guys are fantastic. Thank you so much, Savannah. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. It's always
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
For sure. I'm gonna throw the camera over your way. Why don't you tell people, you know, what you're doing, how people can, you know, find you and follow you and stuff. So here you go.
All right, y'all. So you guys can follow me on my YouTube channel, Sav Says. I usually try to stream on Tuesday and Thursday nights, usually late night streams at like 9 p.m. Central Time. And then I'm also on Odyssey, Sav Says, as well. I'm encouraging everyone to go there because, like I said, I already have a strike on my YouTube channel and I like talking about things that YouTube doesn't like. So, you know, go follow me there. And I'll hopefully be on Adam's show every Wednesday, you know, as much as I can. I really love being a part of this community and coming and talking with you guys. So thank you so much for having me on, Adam. And I appreciate everyone who has been, you know, following me over on my other platforms and telling me that you guys are from Adam's site because I really enjoy all of you guys so much. So thank you guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, everybody. Kyle asked me, are you streaming Twitch tonight? If so, what time? Yes, I am. I'll probably start at around 10 p.m. Eastern time. I'll probably be playing Dead by Daylight tonight. And Chrissy says, thanks for nothing. You both are lovely. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, everybody. I'll see you later on my Twitch channel at 10 p.m. if you want to come watch me game, or tomorrow here on Adamcast IRL. I think Carlin might be available to rejoin me. I don't know yet. I haven't talked to her, but I hope she's going to be back. She hasn't been on the show for a while and people think, oh, is she going to be? No. Me and Carlin are cool. I can't wait to have her back. Hopefully she's back tomorrow. I think she is. So we'll see you then. Have a good night, guys.
Bye, guys.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.